Don't forget to listen online at WCDOLive.com.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're in Sydney as it's a makeup game from last week. We were hoping to do this game last Thursday, but it got snowed out. And so here we are for a MAC girls basketball battle tonight between Sydney and visiting Delhi. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area. Plus, they have local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler will get you financed. They're right on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and their second lot on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Joined once again here tonight by longtime local coach Greg Bonskowski. He's also the GMU Athletic Director. Coach, we're back here in Sydney again. We've seen one good girls game here, and we're set to see another one here tonight. I think this is always a good rivalry between the Warriors and Bulldogs.
Yeah, another MAC division game here between Sydney and Delhi. Should be a good contest. If it's even close to the Unitego-Sydney game we had a couple weeks ago here, we'll have a good basketball game tonight.
This is another interesting matchup because they're both in the same division, and that division is pretty tight so far between Unitego and Walton and Sydney. As well as Delhi. I think those are kind of the early favorites in that division in the MAC. So these games might still be a little early in the year, but boy, do they count big when we get to the end of the year.
Yeah, especially with the way the MAC has changed their basketball schedule this year with the division play, where these teams will play each other home and away. It's always crucial to try to get a win on the home court. So if Sydney can hold serve on their home court, you know, then later in the year they'll have to go to Delhi. So pivotal game tonight, I think, for both teams.
Coach, what was your philosophy with your teams with the early season games? If you dropped the game, was it kind of the end of the world? Or did you just have to say, hey, we got to regroup and we'll get them later in the year? Because these games really do matter when it comes down to it.
Well, I think as a competitor, you may say, geez, oh, you know, this is the early season game. But then you get out here and the balls are bouncing and the officials are here. And if you're a competitive person, you want to win every game. But early, I think you want to have a good contest. You want to have a close game. You want to put your team in situations where they can grow so that as you get to the end of the season, you're playing your best basketball. That was always my goal as a coach, is we want to be playing our best basketball, not in November or December, you know, but in March or even further, if you, you know, February and March for sectional play. So it's a good contest early in the season. It could have a big impact on who wins the division. So I always stress, hey, we need to take care of business on our home floor. And, you know, it's always difficult to win on the road.
Want to welcome everybody in, of course, to the Butler Auto pregame show here. Coach, I wanted to ask you an athletic director question, if that's all right.
Sure.
It has been crazy to start this basketball season between the weather and especially with a lot of sickness running through a lot of these schools. What has life been like as an athletic director? Because I know my schedule is changing constantly. What's it been like trying to keep up with the ever-changing ebbs and flows of a schedule?
Well, first, I'm very thankful that we do a lot of our scheduling online and on the computer. If we were back in the old days when you had it on, you know, pencil and paper, I don't know if my schedule would have enough room because I've crossed off or erased. I might have a hole in the paper. It's difficult because there's not a lot of room in the schedule. And you also want to try to avoid as much as you can playing back-to-back games or playing back-to-back games where you travel. So it is a challenge when there's, you know, inclement weather and it causes cancellations. And then with sicknesses, it also, you know, does throw a monkey wrench into things. But fortunately, the athletic directors around are very easy to work with, and we work together and find a common date that works. It is a thankless job. I don't think a lot of people understand. I mean, just at GMU in the last week, I've had to reschedule 11 games. So where do I find room to put 11 games that were supposed to be played but have to be rescheduled? And I don't even have a full slate of basketball teams. So if I had a couple more teams, it makes it a difficult challenge.
I 100% agree, and I'm so glad you said that. It is a thankless job because between the scheduling and the transportation and getting that all set up, officials, I mean, by the time, forget coaching the game. I mean, just getting that all set up, you probably have to take a deep breath by the time the ball just goes up to get everybody there and coordinated.
When the ball goes up, you can kind of take a long breath and, you know, sigh of relief, hey, we got a game going.
It's the Butler Auto Free Game Show here tonight. We're going to pause for the national anthem. And when we come back, we're going to have the Delhi girls here in Sydney. This is a big division matchup here tonight, folks. It was kind of short notice we decided to do this game because it got rescheduled from last Thursday, and it wasn't until over the weekend that they really solidified the date. But we wanted to make sure we were here because this is a big one. So Bulldogs and Warriors coming up. We'll take a break, and we'll be back here on the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show.
If you have an accident, hit a deer, or have a big car repair, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney can help. We've brought back rentals for local use. Clean, late-model rental vehicles to help you get back and forth to work and to use locally, including minivans and SUVs. Butler Auto works directly with your insurance company, so you don't have the hassle. So now, if you run into a problem with your car and need a quick rental vehicle, the Butler Auto Rental Department will take good care of you. And with winter weather here, count on Butler's state-of-the-art service department with top-notch technicians and the best auto service equipment in the business. From oil changes and inspections to tires, alignments, and brakes. So, for quality service or local use rentals, call Butler Auto at 563-1522. That's 563-1522. Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, located on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Visit online at butlerautosales.com.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, high-speed fiber optic internet, and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500. DTC of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney. Proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We have Delhi and Sydney here tonight, a girls' MAC basketball contest here. Let's get you the starting lineups. First for visiting Delhi and longtime head coach Todd Bruce. They will start with senior number 00, Julia Baxter. Junior number 2, Natalie Vrendenberg. A junior number 13, Eleanor Wagner. A senior number 15, Alyssa Giaffi. And a senior number 20, Vidya Samyadrala. And on the other side for the home team, Sydney head coach with Donnie Pierce. A junior number 2, Ava Srigliano. A senior number 5, Emma Simmons. A sophomore number 10, Isabella West. A junior number 12, Michaela Bales. And a sophomore number 4, Bree Taylor. Sydney is in the home white uniforms with the maroon trim. With the Sydney S on the side of the shorts, says Warriors in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform. Delhi, pretty much the opposite. They're in the maroon uniform tonight with the white and the black trim, says Delaware Academy in that black and white lettering across the front of the uniform there. So, set to be a good one here. I'm excited to see the chess match between these two coaches. In my experience, nobody does more homework than Todd Bruce. He's fun to watch and really is great with the in-game adjustments. Should be fun.
Yeah, prior to the game, I went over to say hello to Coach Bruce and Coach Glidden and got some insight into their game plan. So I think he has a good plan, and we'll see how both teams come out here.
So we'll get ready for the jump up here, again, between the Warriors and the Bulldogs. Sydney will be going right to left to start off this contest, and Delhi left to right. Srigliano and Baxter will be jumping it up here on the Sydney S at midcourt. And we are underway now, and the Warriors will win the opening tip A nice one there for Sirigliano. A little give and go. She gets a jumper from the left elbow. No good. Baxter a rebound, and here comes Delhi. Delhi very good on defense. Let's see if they can get it going on offense here tonight. And to the right side now for Delhi. Gioffi's running the point here at the top of the arc. Goes to Wagner on the left side. Reverses to Vredenburg on the left side of the floor. Again, Delhi going left to right. Gioffi. Dribble drive, left wing, gets to the baseline, looking for Sammy Drala, has to skip it over with five on the shot clock. Wagner, dribble drive, can't get the shot off, finally does, was off the mark, went up off the glass, and Sirigliano a rebound.
Really good defense there by Sidney to open the game.
Sirigliano down the right side of the floor, finds West, skips it across the top of the defense. Shot there is off the mark for Michaela Bales. Rebound rolls off the back of the rim. Ball is loose, and Emma Simmons will bring it down. Right-handed layup for Simmons is good. So a 2-0 lead for Sidney early in this one. 6:55 to go first quarter. Delhi with the ball again going left to right. Here is Gioffi at the top of the key. Goes to Wagner on the right side. Now goes to Vredenburg. They work it around the defense. They find Wagner on a baseline drive, and her little jumper off the back of the rim, no good, rolls out of bounds. We'll stay with the Bulldogs.
Sidney, it kind of looks like a 1-1-3, but it's really like a funky way to play a 2-3 zone. They're kind of playing with a tandem up at the top, and they're extending their guards out to the three-point line.
Bulldogs get it in on the baseline. We'll have a jump ball in the right low block as Simmons got tied up there with Julia Baxter.
Important to note that the shot clock stays at 8.
And the arrow keeps it with the Bulldogs underneath their own hoop. Gioffi on the baseline will look to work it in. She finds Wagner. Let's see how aware they are here of this shot clock. Wagner, far side Gioffi, 4 on the shot clock now. They skip it over. Vredenburg, 3 ball, no good. Didn't hit the rim, so we'll have a shot clock violation. And Delhi just not in sync here early, at least with their shooting.
Yeah, they're going to come out with some full court pressure here, maybe to create some offense from their defense.
And so Sidney beats the press with Sirigliano. Streaks down the right side. 6:20 to go first quarter. Sidney leads 2-0 and a steal by Delhi. Vredenburg kicked her pocket and brings it down the right side in front of the Sidney bench. Vredenburg up and under the hoop. Hit the bottom of the foam there. Rolls onto the floor. Sammy Drala is able to scoop one back out. And Delhi will hold on, but now a steal by Sidney. Heading down the right side is Michaela Bales. Coast to coast. She missed the layup. Gioffi hustles back and grabs the rebound. Gioffi down the right side of the floor. Still a 2-0 lead for Sidney over Delhi. Right elbow here for Gioffi. Into the corner for Wagner. Her jumper off the front of the rim, no. Sirigliano with a rebound. Jump ball. And this time the arrow is going to keep it with Sidney. 5:45 to go first quarter. A 2-0 lead for Sidney over Delhi. And across midcourt for the Warriors. They go to Emma Simmons. Closely guarded here by Wagner. They're keeping a real close eye on Emma Simmons. This ball deflected back up to midcourt. 15 on the shot clock for Sidney as they go right to left. Russo into the corner for Sirigliano. Good pump fake. Pulls up, pumps the brakes, back out. Russo steps in, jumper. Michaela Bales, no. And a foul on the rebound. Looks like it's going to be on Sidney. Bree Taylor.
Yeah, it was difficult there to determine what defense Delhi's playing. I don't know if it's a 1-3 chaser. A version of a box and one, or if it's just a straight box and one on Simmons.
For now, Simmons being closely guarded by Eleanor Wagner for Delhi. Bulldogs have the ball with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. A steal by Michaela Bales. She tripped as she brings it down the floor, and then Gioffi's able to take it back from her. And Delhi in transition again. Top of the key. Left wing side now for Wagner. Gets into the paint, runs into Sirigliano. Passes over to Gioffi. She takes it inside. She's blocked there by Sirigliano. Delhi with another rebound off the loose ball. We're going to have a foul on the floor. A lot of contact there in that last couple of minutes.
Yeah, I think there was more contact on the drive to the basket there than there was on the foul that was called. But the refs didn't see it that way. They had a better angle than we did.
Good sportsmanship between these teams, but certainly it's going to be a physical battle underneath tonight here between the Warriors and the Bulldogs. Vredenburg on the baseline. Out of bounds, we'll get it into the paint. A shot there, deflects off the side of the rim and out of bounds. And boy, Delhi just cannot buy a bucket right now.
They've had some good looks at the basket. They just need to get one to go in.
Coach Bruce slapping his hands. He needs one to go in, I think he's thinking. And now underneath, Sirigliano and Baxter are tied up. We have a foul underneath going to be on Sirigliano. 4:40 to go in the first. Still a 2-0 lead for Sydney over Delhi. Three team fouls already here on Sydney and none on Delhi. And so Delhi will get it in. Here's Brendan Berg at the foul line. Goes to Wagner, far side. Dribble drive, the floater, no. Rebound, Emma Simmons. She gets tied up. She's on her knees underneath the hoop and somehow gets an outlet pass there to West, who is fouled by Julia Baxter. One of those fouls that just you hate as a coach because you're so far away from your own, from your bucket.
I think Delhi needs to try to, like I said previously, try to get some offense out of their defense here. They can get an easy transition basket. Hey, the floodgates might open on the offensive end.
Bales to midcourt. Finds Emma Simmons, almost the backcourt, but they just got it over. Simmons, thinking about a deep three, decides to pull it down, gets into the paint, finds Sirigliano in the left-wing corner. Now we'll pull it out in front of the Delhi bench. We'll have a foul on Brendan Berg here, and this has been a physical contest so far. With just about 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, still low scoring, a 2-0 lead for Sydney over Delhi.
I think that foul was on Joffe. 15 there.
Yep, okay, so on Joffe, and so Delhi with back-to-back fouls. And so foul trouble could be an early concern for both sides. Simmons to the left side of the floor, works her way up to the top of the key, finds West on the far side. Her jumper is too strong. Joffe with a rebound. Looks to bring it down the left side of the floor in front of the scorer's table. Now to the right wing. We'll hold on to it. Delhi working it around. Joffe back at the top of the key. Swings it left side. Vredenburg wants that three ball. Her shot too strong. And Simmons goes into the land of the trees and rips down a rebound with 3:35 to go first quarter. Simmons across midcourt. Little stutter step. Dribble drive. Excuse me for Simmons, and she scores.
Yeah, nice little scoop shot there.
And a 4-0 lead for Sydney over Delhi. All 4 points coming from Sydney's Emma Simmons. Right side of the floor, Vredenburg. Dribble, drive. Boy, she got tripped up on the right low block. They'll say she traveled. And the Bulldogs can't catch a break here, I should say. And Coach Bruce wants a timeout. 3:18 to go first quarter. Sydney 4, Delhi nothing. We'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Greg Bonskowski with you here tonight. Thanks for joining us. Also to all our listeners on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU, and we certainly appreciate their support of local high school sports. 3:15 to go in the first quarter, a 4-0 lead for Sydney over Delhi. We knew this was going to be a tough battle here tonight. Both teams play great defense, and it's shaping up to be that way so far. Sydney with the ball. They're going right to left. They're in the home whites tonight, and Delhi is in the road maroon uniforms. Here's Simmons with 10 on the shot clock. They'll scoop one far side. Michaela Bales, a little up and under. She gets stuck in a tough spot, and Vredenburg with a steal. Delhi down the left side. She tries to take it in and finally gets the layup to go. It was a tough one, but she gets it to go down.
Yeah, good composure there to not lose her cool. She kind of lost the handle of the ball a little, but then recomposed, put the ball in the hoop.
So it's 4-2, Sydney on top of Delhi. A shot from the left elbow here for Zoe Sullivan is good. And coming off the bench, a big bucket there for Sydney to make it 6-2. 2:20 to go first quarter. Vredenburg, right side. They'll look to wheel it over to the left here. Bulldogs, good ball movement. Cheshire back to Vredenburg for a long two. And this one skims off the back of the rim. We'll roll out and go back to Sydney.
So I finally was able to determine what defense Delhi's playing. They're playing triangle and two. So they have somebody chasing Emma and somebody chasing Ava. And the other three are in a triangle with the point being about, you know, top of the key foul line area and then two on the baseline.
2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Sydney with the basketball and a 6-2 lead. Here's Sirigliano on a baseline drive, lost the handle. Somehow it was able to punch it out just in time to Simmons, who takes it to the rim, and she's fouled. as she takes it inside and fouled by Baxter. I believe that's two on Baxter now. And so Baxter's going to have to come to the bench, and Samudrala is going to go back in. That is two on Baxter and three on Delhi as a team. And Baxter, you know, visually frustrated here as she comes over to the bench as Simmons causing some chaos on the dribble drive. First foul shot, no good.
That was one of the things that Coach Bruce talked about when I went and chatted with him before the game, that, you know, one of Emma's strong points is she has a really, really nice head fake and goes to the basket strong, that they needed to stay down on that head fake and make her be more of an outside shooter.
Emma goes 0 for 2 at the line. That's a rare thing, and it's still 6-2. Cheshire for 3. That one died off the side of the rim. Rebound Gioppi. Back out Vredenburg. Finds Cheshire again in the corner. Pump fakes. Now goes to Vredenburg on a little dish off. Her shot in the corner is too strong, and a rebound Sirigliano. Buck and a half to go first quarter. Sirigliano lost it. It rolled out of bounds, but last touch by the Bulldogs. Sydney leads 6-2.
I'd like to see Delhi try to attack the high post area. It's wide open against Sydney's 2-3 zone.
Here comes Sydney back down the floor. Another jumper here from the left side for Sullivan. No good. Rebound Maya Paul. That won't go down. There's a lid on both of these rims right now. Gioppi across the big Sydney S to the right side of the floor finds Vredenburg. Pass to the high post. Now they'll swirl it around, finding Cheshire for three. Got it. Big three there for Cheshire.
Yeah, nice ball movement there by Delhi.
6-5 our score with a minute to go in the first quarter. Sydney leading by a point here on their home floor. And a big league game here tonight and a division game in the MAC. Here's Sirigliano. Breaks down two defenders into the paint. Lost control of it. A lot of contact. No call. Delhi comes away with the ball. Coach Bruce wanting an offensive foul, but he didn't get it. Here's Vredenburg. Another long two. This one off the front of the rim and another rebound. A vacuum cleaner underneath for Sirigliano. Ahead now for Bales. Her right-handed layup is way too strong. And a rebound for the Bulldogs with 30 seconds to go first quarter. Gioffi skips back up the court. Feeds one, Vredenburg, far side. She doesn't pull the trigger, works it back out. Delhi can play for the last shot if they wish. Cheshire says, nope, I'll take it. Bang, another three for Cheshire. Back-to-back threes, and Delhi takes an 8-6 lead with 10 seconds to go first quarter. Right's out here for Sullivan, in and out. Rebound to Samudrala. Looks like they're going to run out of time here. Gioppi with a heave, but it's short, and that'll do it. One quarter in the books. Delhi girls come back, and they lead 8-6 over Sydney at the end of the first quarter on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Delhi girls trailed most of the first quarter, Coach, but they come back and they take an 8-6 lead as we start the second quarter here.
Yeah, they had some nice ball movement in their half-court offense, and then they were able to swing the ball to a side where they had a post on the block, and the defender for Sydney couldn't leave that lady down on the block because it would be a layup. And they were able to make two threes off of that. Two nice shots there.
Yeah, Kylie Cheshire with back-to-back threes really sparked that Bulldogs offense. And that's exactly what they needed. So we start the second quarter here in Sydney tonight. A key MAC matchup here between the Bulldogs and the Warriors. Delhi will have the ball going right to left. They're in the maroon uniforms here tonight. Sydney's in the home whites. And now a traveling violation on Cheshire on that left wing side.
I like Delhi's set there, though. They started with two players in the high post to try to get some movement.
And so Sydney will bring it down the floor against this Delhi defense. They'll try to go to the high post here for Sullivan. Dishes one off for Sirigliano, and she traveled. So they have held Ava Sirigliano scoreless so far. Good job by the Delhi defense. I got to say that Ava's been great on the glass, though. That's a big part for her tonight. And so Delhi back down the floor. They'll skip it far side now for Vredenburg. Onto the baseline. They find Samudrala. Lost the handle. Has to toss one back out. Cheshire saves it. Ball is a hot potato at the moment right at midcourt, and Sydney comes away with it somehow. Simmons, left side, pump fakes. Little stutter step. Steps back for three. Too strong. Rebound. Pinballs around, and Delhi comes away with it. Vredenburg back across midcourt. Now looks to set up the offense as they go left side for Gioffi. Gioffi floats one across the top of the defense, finds Cheshire. Pump fakes, picks up her dribble in a tough spot, back out Vredenburg. 15 on the shot clock. Gioffi swings it back around to Cheshire, right wing. And now another traveling violation. Just shuffled that pivot foot. 6:50 to go in the second. Delhi still leads 8-6.
Yeah, Sydney is struggling to find the basket here. I mean, they have the two layups from Simmons and then one jump shot. So I'd like to see him try to get the ball inside maybe against this triangle and two.
Simmons gets across midcourt. Looks to set up the offense. They go to Sullivan on the right side. Sullivan splits two defenders, swings one to West on the left side here in front of the Delhi bench. Simmons trying to take Delhi off the dribble here, but they're doing a real good job on their rotation. Sirigliano down low finds Russo back over to West. Her jumper rolls off the back of the rim, out of bounds, and is going to go to Delhi. And this is signature Coach Bruce defense. Everybody knows their assignments. Not a lot of room to operate out there.
No.
And so the Bulldogs will look to get it in. Full court pressure now coming from Sydney. Cheshire is able to beat it down the left side of the floor. Wants to take it to the rim. We'll have a jump ball. As she got tied up on the far side, possession arrow is going to give it back to Sydney. So 6:15 to go in the second. Delhi leads 8-6.
Yeah, nice defensive play there by Sydney in transition.
You know, both these teams have played a couple of games that were in the low 30s. That's shaping up to be that way again here tonight. Here is West on the left side of the floor. We'll find Sullivan at the foul line. Pump fakes, but now a steal by Vredenburg. Vredenburg, little stutter step down the left side of the floor. We'll pull it back out and look to rotate it around on offense for DA. Vredenburg goes to Gioffi at the foul line, looking for options. For Cheshire in the corner, a three. Oh, in and out. Looks pretty good. Rebound rolls out of bounds. Last touch by Sydney. It will stay with the Bulldogs.
And that one was just a little too long on that three-point shot there by Cheshire.
The game last week between Unitigo and Delhi was a 31-24 game with Unitigo coming out on top. And so this division in the MAC is not afraid of hard-nosed defense, that's for sure. Vredenburg rotates, finds Gioffi on the baseline. Looking for options. She goes back to Wagner. 20 on the shot clock now for the Bulldogs. Speaking of good defense, Sydney has done an excellent job tonight as well. Vredenburg straight away three, in and out. Rebound is ripped down here, and we'll have a jump ball. Nice rebounding by Aaron Coppersmith there, the junior.
That's the second time won by both teams that they come up with a rebound, whether it's a defensive or offensive, and they want to do something with it right away, either put it on the floor or make a pass.
Well, what a play there by Gioffi. She tried the old throw it off the back of the defender who's not looking. She couldn't get the shot up, but she did get fouled.
I think that's Ava's second foul, too.
Yeah, that's a tough one because, you know, good heads-up play there by Gioffi, but just kind of an unlucky spot to be in if you're Ava. Gioffi's first shot at the line. The bank is open for Gioffi. She puts it in with a smile there.
Counts in the book as a swish.
That makes it 9-6 for Delhi. Second shot coming here for Alyssa Gioffi, and this one too strong. Rebound for Emma Simmons. So both teams have players who have got to be careful out here with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter on the foul trouble. It looks like Coach Pierce is going to leave Ava in here. Simmons to the left side, dribble drives, finds that penetration, goes back to Sirigliano at the top of the key. Ava gets into the paint, dishes one off, finds West, the jumper, no. Rebound, Coppersmith. Outlet pass to Vredenburg. Sydney really taking away Ava and Emma, making other players shoot the basketball. Gioffi, top of the key, tries to go to the high post, stolen away by Sirigliano. In transition, Ava dishes one off, finds Bella West, who scores.
Really unselfish play there by Ava. Nice pass. Back to a one-point game.
Delhi 9, Sydney 8. 4:20 to go here, second quarter. And Delhi with the basketball, again going left to right. Wagner to the left side, finds Gioffi, dribbles up to the high post. And now she swings one for Vredenburg. Takes it down on the baseline, back out Samudrala. 8 on the shot clock. Wagner steps in, little 12-footer, got it. Eleanor Wagner for 2, gives Delhi an 11-8 lead. And back down the floor here for Sydney, trailing by a triple. Stepping in, Michaela Bales. She says, all right, bank's open late, I'll take that. Puts it in.
I think that's her second one from that spot. Might be her spot.
11-10 now the score with 3:40 to go in this second quarter. A tight ball game, a steal here by Bales, but then she stepped out of bounds.
No, I think she deflected it off Gioffi. They're going the other way, Sydney ball.
Wow, great play there. And unlucky for Delhi, but good hustle there by Michaela Bales. Excellent field hockey player is Michaela here for the Warriors, and really stepping up nicely this season for the basketball team as well. Here is West in the right corner. Has to dribble it out of trouble. Finds Bales at the foul line. The jumper too strong. Broadcaster's curse right there as Samudrala gets the rebound for Delhi. In transition, Gioffi finds Vredenburg into the far corner. He'll swing it back around for Gioffi. And every time Gioffi has the basketball too, she's got two defenders on her. They go back to Wagner, left side. Her shot is short. Skims the front of the rim. Simmons with a rebound. Cross midcourt. Simmons, top of the key, into the paint, pull-up jumper. They left her wide open, but she missed it. Too much mustard on it. Rebound, Bree Taylor puts it up. Won't go. Off the hands of Samudrala, and we'll stay with Sydney here with 2:50 to go, second quarter. Delhi leading 11-10. So Delhi going to the bench once again, trying to rotate through. Samudrala is going to get a rest, and Riley Maney is going to come in. So Sydney will work it in for Simmons on the baseline. Little step through, finds West at the top of the key into the foul line area. Her shot is too strong. Gioffi back quickly in transition off the Delhi rebound. She lost it, got poked away from behind, and the track meet continues. Safely into the hands of Sydney's Emma Simmons. Simmons, top of the key, goes right side. Tries to flip one into the corner for Bree Taylor, who wasn't expecting it. Out of bounds and back to Delhi.
Delhi is clearly trying to cut off the angles when Simmons tries to drive to the basket. They're trying to step in front and draw a charge. They want to make her go to the left.
Does seem like every time Emma goes to dribble drive, she runs into a brick wall for sure. Delhi with the basketball. Here's Wagner. Right wing baseline drive. Tries to throw it to the interior. Back out Vredenburg. Wants a long three. No. Hits the front of the rim. Gioffi a rebound. Puts it up and she's fouled with 2:10 to go. In the second quarter, and our score, the Delhi girls 11 and Sydney 10. This will be Gioffi to the line now for Delhi in a low-scoring affair here tonight live at Sydney High School. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski here tonight on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight brought to you by SFCU is here is Gioffi at the line. And that one, too strong off the back of the rim. Both teams cold shooting the basketball. Every basket is going to count here tonight, including all these foul shots. So Gioffi's second shot coming up from the charity stripe. No good. Rebound comes back out to Gioffi, but stolen away here by Emma Simmons. Simmons down the left side in transition. Emma's going to try to take it herself. We got a charge. She lowered the shoulder, kind of got herself in a tough spot there, and the charge is called.
Yeah, very nice charge there taken by Delhi.
Both teams look frustrated right now, Coach. It's that type of game. 11-10 the score. Delhi leading Sydney by a point with 1:50 to go in the second quarter. Vredenburg on a baseline drive. Scoots one over far side. Now back up to Gioffi at the top of the key. Fires one to Vredenburg. Takes it into the land of the trees and hits right over Sirigliano.
Nice drive there.
Vredenburg somehow got that one off in time, and she has 4 points. Sirigliano floats one over to Bales. The jumper, no. Rebound, right back to her, and she scores. Bales now with 4 points. And it's Delhi leading 13-12 over Sydney with a minute 20 to go in the second quarter. Gioffi, far side for Vrenberg. A fast-moving first half here tonight from Sydney High School. Into the paint now for Gioffi. Tried to go over Sirigliano. It was stolen. Here comes Michaela Bales. In transition, her layup is good. And Sydney retakes the lead, 14-13, with 55 seconds to go in the second quarter. Gioffi across midcourt. Picks it up in a tough spot. She's double-teamed. Somehow floats one over to Wagner. Her jumper is too strong. Good recovery defense there by Simmons. Rebound keeps it with the Bulldogs. Gioffi finds Vrendenberg. Far side corner for Wagner. Her floater is good. And that was a nice play there by Delhi to just keep that ball alive and get a second chance.
They kept making the extra pass to get to an open shooter.
Delhi leads 15-14. They dish it off. Bella West. Her shot died on the back of the rim. Rebound Delhi, but a traveling violation is going to give it right back to Sydney with 20 seconds to go before the halftime break.
I'd look to some sort of play here to get Sirigliano the ball cut into the basket.
Ava still with no points here in the first half. Very rare for her, but she's been doing everything else. Here's Emma, gets into the paint for Sydney. Did that little up and under shot. It was short. Rebound Bella West off the miss. No. And now a loose ball comes to Delhi with 10 seconds left. Back across midcourt. They go to Vrendenberg. Shot clock's off. She glances up. Far side for Cheshire. To the interior. Wagner, a little up and under. Kicks it back out. A three at the buzzer is no good for Delhi, as they tried to fire that one off at the last second, and it wouldn't go. Our score at the half, Delhi 15 and Sydney 14. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a minute here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
99.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Time for now for our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Our score here in Sydney, it's the Delhi girls leading this one 15-14 at the break. Our halftime report, of course, brought to you by Marabito. They've been serving the community and keeping your family warm since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. First for Sydney, 6 points for Michaela Bales, 4 for Emma Simmons, and then 2 apiece for Bella West and Zoe Sullivan. So only 4 points for Emma and none for Ava Sirigliano. Do want to add, as I said before, she's been tremendous doing a lot of other things, especially rebounding, but still, they're going to need to get her going. On the other side for Delhi, they are led by 6 points on 2 threes from Kylie Cheshire, 4 apiece from Natalie Vrendenberg and Elle Wagner, and then 1 from Alyssa Gioffi. But cold, cold shooting here, Coach, for both teams. Is it the defense or just some early season woes, you think?
Well, I think it's a combination of a lot of different things. You do have to, you know, commend the defense by both teams. I think Delhi has an excellent scouting report. They came out and played triangle and two and have basically said, hey, Emma and Ava aren't going to beat us. The other kids on the roster are going to have to step up and beat us. If they have a good shooting night, then Sydney deserves to win. Sydney's defense has been very overextended. They're kind of pushing out. Delhi's swinging the ball around. They got some good looks early, weren't able to connect. I do think it's kind of that beginning of the season. I also never particularly like to play games on a Monday. Okay. If you haven't practiced on Saturday and Sunday, you know, the last time the kid touched the ball was Friday.
And in this case, a couple snow days in there.
Yep. So, I mean, really, in all reality, maybe the last time these teams were on the floor was Wednesday.
I do know that Delhi was able to sneak in a practice on Thursday. They were one of the only schools that didn't cancel after-school activities right away, so they were able to get a practice in, but Sydney didn't practice Thursday or Friday. Delhi didn't practice Friday. Maybe they snuck something in on the weekend, but still, that's not a lot. That's not all the time you'd want.
No. And I mean,
in the gym, for sure.
Even if you come in and just are able to shoot, it doesn't simulate, you know, running up and down, you know, playing, switching from defense to offense. So There were a couple of days that I did not like to play as a coach. One of them was Mondays. The other one was if we had, like, a superintendent's conference day.
Yeah, that's tough.
So, I mean, the kids, they need to be into a routine, you know, getting up, having breakfast, going to school, doing their classes. You know, you perform much better as an athlete when you're into a routine and things are familiar. When you throw something that's unusual, sometimes that causes some problems athletically.
Well, Coach, we're going to take a break here on the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Our score, 15-14. The Delhi girls on top by a point over Sydney. You know, you might say, wow, that is a low score, but we've seen several games like this year. And, you know, I've noticed that this is kind of a trend in the MAC the last couple of years. By the end of the year, we're seeing a lot more high scoring. Maybe these are just slow starting teams. You never know. But slow starting here tonight. We'll see what the second half brings. Again, 15-14 at the break. Delhi girls on top of Sydney here in Sydney tonight. I'm Nate Lull for Greg Bonskowski. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. A proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, start of the third quarter here in Sydney. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Sydney has the basketball. Here's Ava Sirigliano right to the hoop. Partially blocked there by Julia Baxter, who's back in after sitting for a while with those two fouls. Delhi just getting it across midcourt in time here. 20 seconds gone in this third quarter, and Delhi leading by a point, 15-14, a defensive war here tonight in MAC action. Baxter, a little jab step, tries to go to the high post for Gioffi. It was knocked out of there by Sirigliano. Here comes Bales down the right side. Bales stops, finds Sirigliano, blocked from behind by Gioffi. Great defense. And now a jump ball is going to give it back to Delhi.
Yeah, Coach Pierce wanted a foul there on that challenge on Ava's jump shot. It's hard to see from our angle.
Nice sportsmanship, though. Sirigliano just gave a little pat on the back there to Gioffi. A lot of these girls play together during the summer, and you got to love how hard they go against each other, but also the sportsmanship at the end of the day. Gioffi straight away now. Floats one to the far side for Vredenburg. High post now for Baxter. For Wagner, as Delhi goes right to left here in the second half. Wagner kicks one out. Vredenburg, a long two, left it short. Rebound for Simmons. Shot out of a cannon, quickly down the floor. Simmons in transition, little up and under. No, gets her own rebound and has to pull it back out. Simmons tries to go right back inside, and she's fouled. And Emma just seems to have this idea right now, like, I got to find contact. I got to find a way to put some points on the board. And she'll head to the line here.
I think they're saying it was on the floor.
Oh, wow.
I would wonder, I'd like to see a replay on that first shot. I don't think she shot the ball. She wasn't fouled. I don't think it hit the rim, and she caught it. So to me, that would be a travel, but we don't have the instant replay.
Here is Bales at the right elbow off the inbounds play. No good. Gioffi with a rebound. She's been tough on the glass here tonight as well. Gioffi in the backcourt. Coach Pierce wanted to travel. He's not going to get it. To Vredenburg over the half-court timeline. Left wing side now, Vredenburg. Bounce pass, finds Wagner, steps in. Her shot, in and out. Samudrala pulls it down. That won't go. And a foul on Baxter over the back. Simmons with the box out, and that's three.
Emma with a really nice box out there on the weak side.
6:20 to go in the third. Delhi leads 15-14 over the Sydney Warriors. And this is a battle here tonight. Say what you want. I kind of like these games. These are great. These are fun. Because every basket really counts here tonight. Bales into the paint. As Sydney goes left to right, they try to go to Simmons on the low block. Comes back out to West. Now to Sirigliano. She's thinking about a three. Fires one. Left it short. Chases it down. Follows her own rebound. And now that she's going to turn it over on a carry on the baseline, unfortunately.
Great hustle, though, to get her own rebound there.
Every grandfather in the gym that yells, follow your shot, was in love with that play.
Yes.
5:50 to go in the third, and it's 15-14. Delhi calls a timeout. No, but I don't think they're going to get it. Or was it the jump ball?
He gave the jump ball.
Gave the jump ball. Coach Bruce was trying to bail out Vredenburg, who got trapped on the line at midcourt.
Yeah, you don't want to stop there. You want to keep going. I like to say get a pass past like the volleyball line there. Because if you stop in that corner, they can use half court and the sideline as extra defenders.
Sydney with the basketball. Again, in the home whites here tonight with the maroon trim. Delhi's in the maroon with the white and black trim. Here is Simmons from the right low block. Puts it up. It's fouled. Shot won't go. And this time, Emma will head to the line here. Again, 5.5 to go in the third. It's 15-14. Delhi leading by a point.
Three fouls early here in the quarter for Delhi as well.
So Simmons to the line, waiting for her first shot. This one is good. Simmons with five.
Delhi rolling the dice here a little bit, too. The Baxter girl has three fouls. They're leaving her in.
Simmons, second shot from the line. Good. Could this game be decided down the stretch at the line? It certainly feels that way. Sydney retakes the lead, 16-15. And this one is knocked away at half court by Sirigliano. Stole it from Gioffi. Left side now for Emma. Into the paint, finds Sirigliano, still with no points, trying to change that here with a three, and she hits it. Big time three for Ava. And now Coach Bruce wants a timeout as Sydney takes a 19-15 lead over Delhi with 5:10 to go in the third. We'll take a break and be right back on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the Delhi timeout, welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here tonight on WCDL. 5:10 to go in the third quarter from Sydney High School, and the Sydney girls lead Delhi 19-15. And here is Delhi out of the timeout. They go down low for Baxter. Her shot hits off the side of the glass and won't go, and a rebound for Sydney. Simmons to the right side as Sydney goes left to right. And they reverse one over to Bella West to the high post. They find Russo. Her shot won't go. Rebound, Simmons puts it up. Tough angle. Draws nothing but air. Rebound goes back to Russo. On the low block here, Russo with the traveling violation.
Let's see if Sydney goes back to their half-court trap here. I think that's what got their little offensive spark, but looks like they're back in it.
So here is Delhi. We think this is what they went over at the timeout there to try to break it. They do break it, but then a travel by Vredenburg.
Yeah, Delhi's struggling a little bit with this half-court trap defense that Sydney's put on here.
They did a good job breaking it. It was then almost like they got too excited that they broke it and took that extra step. So here is Bales across midcourt. Floats one far side for Bella West. Coming up on 4:15 to go here in the third quarter. 19-15 the score. Here is Emma Simmons to the left side. Simmons down low, takes it to the hoop and scores. And Simmons has 8 points. It's a game high, and Sydney leads 21-15. Delhi looking to break it. They do.
There you go.
Now they'll look to set it up on offense. They go far side. Vredenburg pump fakes. Takes it inside. The jumper is good for Natalie Vredenburg from the right low block.
That's twice she's done that little pump fake and little kind of floater on the baseline. Nice move.
Makes it 21-17. Sydney on top of Delhi. 3:45 to go in the third. Here's Bales with a jumper. In and out. Rebound Baxter. Windexing the glass there. Outlet pass for Gioffi. Can Delhi crawl back into this game here midway through the third quarter? Bounce pass to Gioffi, top of the key, goes far side Wagner. They'll look to pull it back out. Here's Gioffi, floats one far side, now for Vredenburg. 15 on the shot clock. Natalie takes it inside and it's fouled. And is this going to be on Sirigliano? Yes, it is. So that's the third on Ava. So now we have Baxter with three for Delhi, Sirigliano with three for Sidney. 3:20 to go, third quarter. Sidney leads 21-17 over Delhi. But here is Natalie Vredenburg at the line for the Bulldogs. Her first foul shot will not go. Foul shots have been trouble for both sides here tonight, Coach.
Yes. 3 points.
Keep you up at night, does it?
Yes.
Second shot is good for Vredenburg. And she has seven. That's a team high for Delhi. Makes it 21-18 with 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Far side now for Bales to the high post for Simmons. Simmons will pull it back out. They'll look to take it inside. Simmons with a hard hit there in the paint. Going to be a block on Aaron Coppersmith. Boy, a lot of contact there. Delhi fans hoping it was some sort of charge, but they don't get the call. It has to be so tough for an official in that situation. I mean, I really don't know how you make that decision either way.
It's the hardest call in all of basketball.
Simmons to the line for Sidney. Good. Emma's making a living at the line right now. She's got nine.
And a lot of people think that you have to be set and still, which is not the case. You just have to have legal guarding position.
Second shot for Emma. No good. Broadcaster's curse right there. Rebound Baxter. 22-18. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Sidney on top by four. Delhi taking their time. They pull it back out. Gioffi sets up the offense. Coach Bruce really just trying to focus on each possession here for Delhi to get a bucket and chip their way back in. It feels like a lot more than I think it is. Simmons with a steal, though, for Sidney. Wants to try to take it coast to coast and scores. Simmons with 11, first player into double figures. And Sidney leads 24-18. 2.5 to go in the third. Far side of the floor now for the Bulldogs. They'll pull it out. Wagner picked up her dribble in a tough spot. Finds Vredenburg on the right low block. A block here on Bree Taylor is the call. With 2:23 to go in the third. And Sidney on top 24-18. They bring Cheshire back in for Delhi, who hit those two threes in the first quarter. Let's see what she can do. So Delhi with the ball on the baseline. They go to Gioffi. And she'll work one into Cheshire. Now back to Vredenburg, top of the key. Dribble drive and a foul here on Bales. Team foul situation. Four on Delhi, and now that's going to be three on Sidney. So we might see some shooting soon. Gioffi doing the inbounding duty, finds Cheshire for a three. This one a little too strong, buckled off the back of the rim. Rebound for Emma Simmons across midcourt. Simmons thinks about a three and pulls it from straight away and just left it short. Rebound Sirigliano, up and under reverse layup, no. Second chance, no, but she's fouled. And Ava will head to the line.
You know, at halftime you mentioned that Ava hadn't scored yet, but she was doing a lot of other things. She continues to do that. I mean, there she followed the long shot by Emma, got a rebound, had an opportunity, didn't get discouraged that she missed the first one, got the second one, now she earned a trip to the line.
Baxter's going to come out here. We missed that. Was that her fourth? Would they have gotten her on that?
Yep,
yeah, that's her fourth.
Foul.
So Ava at the line hits the first one. Sorry, we missed who that call was on, and that's tough. Baxter with four with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter for your low post player for Delhi. So after Ava's first shot, it's 25-18 for Sidney. Second shot coming for Sirigliano. No. Rebound underneath. Scooped up by Delhi. And here is Vredenburg in the backcourt. Delhi's got some work to do late in the third with 1:50 to go. Here is Gioffi. They tried to feed it into the low post, and Sirigliano and Simmons just sandwich down, and they're able to get that steal. Just so hard for Delhi to get anything going in the low post with Sirigliano down there. Here is Bales at the top of the foul line, and she puts it in. Bales has got eight. And Sidney has their biggest lead of the game at 27-18 with 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Delhi works it back out. They go to Vredenburg. She tries to take it inside, and she's fouled by Sirigliano. Oh,
That's four on Ava.
If you're Delhi, if Sirigliano ends up fouling out of this game or having to sit for significant time, she's going to come out now. Does that change the whole dynamic?
Well, I think it'll change their defense because they won't. It'll be interesting to see on this next trip down the floor what defense Delhi switches to. Coach Bruce just called out a number. I have a feeling that it's some sort of box in one or 1-3 chaser or diamond in one on Emma. So this dynamic could change the game here. I think the thing that has turned the whole game around is Sydney's half-court trap. They've kind of got out in transition a little bit on that and forced Delhi to commit some turnovers. That really has changed the momentum of the game.
Vredenburg misses the first shot at the line and misses the second shot at the line, and Emma gets a rebound. Delhi not helping themselves tonight at the foul line. Simmons to the left side will pull it out and look to set it up here with a buck 15 to go in the third. They kick one over to Russo. Right side, pull-up jumper, no. Rebound finds its way to Wagner. And Wagner in transition gets stuck in a tough spot at midcourt and is able to dish it off. Bulldogs with the ball. They go to the corner for Cheshire, but it's
double
a
dribble.
It's a double dribble call on Hannah Ransford, who was bringing it down the floor. And the Bulldogs can't catch a break. With a minute to go in the third, they trail 27-18. So here is Simmons across midcourt. Emma gets into the paint, pull-up jumper, no. Gets her own rebound, came right back to her. Second chance won't go down. But somehow the Warriors, without Ava in there, come up with two straight rebounds. Second one was by Sullivan. Right back to Emma. She takes it inside, rolled off the front of the rim. This time, ball tied up, and the jump ball is going to give it back to Delhi. Boy, three good looks there.
Yeah, and Coach Pierce was yelling, pull it out. He wanted to run a little clock there, I think, with the lead and Ava on the bench. But, I mean, you got two or three good looks there. You can't fault the offense for that.
Here is Wagner, left side. Delhi trying to get a bucket to go down here in the third quarter. It won't go.
Good look, good execution, just didn't finish.
Passed it down low, and Coppersmith just couldn't finish it. Back the other way, and a bank is open again here for Sullivan. And Sydney's Zoe Sullivan has 4 points, and they lead 29-18. 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Sydney's opened it up here a little bit. Bulldogs pull it back out. Vredenburg, far side. Cheshire for three. Got it. That's huge. Cheshire with nine. And that'll do it for the third quarter. Emma with a full court heave, but it won't go down. 29-21, Sydney on top of Delhi. Fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter here in Sydney. Nate Lull and longtime local coach Greg Bonskowski, now the GMU Athletic Director. With me here tonight on CDO, Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer down on Main Street in the CDO studios. And a 29-21 ball game, Coach. Sydney leading Delhi to start the fourth.
Yeah, that three at the end of the quarter there by Cheshire was a big basket because it kind of brought Delhi back to within, you know, striking distance. I mean, they're down eight. You could technically say that that's three possessions. Without that three, Sydney had kind of a comfortable lead. It'll be interesting to see which coach goes first to their player that has four fouls.
Sirigliano for Sydney with four fouls and Baxter for Delhi with four fouls, both interior post players that make a big difference. Sydney with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Emma takes it inside, and we're going to have a charge here on Emma Simmons. Coach Pierce, I think, more upset with Emma there than the call.
Yeah, but that was one of the things that Delhi wanted to try to do, is take away her driving lanes. I think that's the second charge they've taken tonight. So good execution. Let's see if they can change it around on the offensive end.
Bulldogs throw it away, though, as they get it into their own offensive end, and Simmons will come away with the basketball, so she gets it back. We're just underway in the fourth quarter, and the Sydney girls lead Delhi here at home 29-21 at Sydney High School tonight. Here is Simmons on the baseline. A block is going to be called here on the Bulldogs as Emma was just about to lose it out of bounds.
Yeah, that was a tough call for Delhi. There was a little contact, but I don't know if she had the ball. So
Vidya Samyadrala is going to come back in. And it looks like Victoria Verspor is going to come out as she picked up that foul. Here's a team foul situation, one apiece right now. Inbounds play goes to Simmons, and she finishes, and a good dish there by Zoe Sullivan.
Yeah, good execution on an out-of-bounds play there.
13 points now for Emma Simmons. That's a game high. And now a steal at midcourt.
There's that half-court trap again.
And Michaela Bales came away with it. Finds Emma Simmons. Emma at the top of the key. Pulls it back out. A minute gone here in the fourth quarter. And Coach Pierce wants a timeout for Sydney. We'll take a break. 31-21. Sydney girls on top of Delhi. We'll be back on WCDO.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Just over 7 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Sydney leading 31-21. Coach, would you mind repeating what you told me during break?
I said that Delhi needed to be within 5 points at the halfway point, so 4 minutes in the quarter. So you kind of break this up into segments to try to make a comeback. So you're down 10. Hey, at 4 minutes, let's be down 5.
Sydney with the basketball out of the timeout, and they'll float one over to Bales. Tosses one up, no. Rebound for Sullivan. Works it back out. Emma pumps the brakes here, resets the offense for Sydney as they're going left to right. They'll try to swing to the far side. Gioffi almost picked it off, but it got slapped right back to Emma Simmons. Her pass to the interior gets tied up. We're going to have a jump ball, and it's going to go back to Delhi. So a good defensive possession there for the Bulldogs.
That's the other thing, too. You want to get stops and baskets. Stops and baskets.
And here comes Baxter. So Coach Bruce is going to roll the dice first. Baxter comes in for Samyadrala. Baxter with those four fouls is going to have to be very, very careful.
I think they might do a little offense, defense as well.
6.5 to go here in the fourth quarter, and that is a killer as they have a traveling violation coming up the floor for Delhi. Gives it right back to Sydney. Simmons in the backcourt will float one forward. In a double team, she's able to get out of it. Floats one far side for Bales. Now down low for Russo. Blocked by Baxter. Trying to play her straight up, and the rebound comes to Gioffi. Gioffi in transition here for the Bulldogs, trying to take it all the way in, and we're going to have a charge. Coach Bruce talking with the officials here, or did they call a block here? And the bucket went down, so what are they going to do?
And they call the charge. What Coach Bruce is asking is, did she get rid of the ball before she ran into the defender? Because you could make an argument that when the ball was up in the air, the foul occurred while the ball's in the air. You can count the basket, but still pick up the foul.
They are not going to count that from the looks. They didn't really even entertain that.
Yep. And Delhi did pull Baxter out. They're doing a little offense, defense here.
Sirigliano's now back in playing with those four fouls. She travels here as she comes across midcourt.
And here comes Baxter back in.
So this is going to be a cat and mouse game here the rest of the way with 6:04 to go. Sydney leading 31-21. Does Delhi have a comeback in them? Let's see. As they go right to left. They're in the maroon with the white and black trim tonight. Sydney's in the home whites. Cheshire for three, but she's fouled. She's going to go to the line for three. So a costly mistake here by Sydney on defense. It's going to send Cheshire to the line for Delhi with 9 points. 5:56 to go here in the fourth quarter, and foul shooting has not been strong for either team here tonight. Be a good time for the Bulldogs to try to pull that back. Cheshire to the line. Her first one is good. Banks open. Banks open late for both teams tonight.
I think I should do my banking in Sydney.
Yeah, this is... Well, thanks to SFCU for our web stream and for keeping the bank open late here tonight. Second shot for Cheshire, no. Left it short that time.
I have noticed, too, that when they've banked one in, the next one always seems to be short, like they should...
I think they're still, they're still afraid of the bank. Yeah, maybe stick with it. I don't know, Coach. If it works, it works. And
there
she goes
go.
Two out of three. Cheshire's got a team high 11. And it's 31-22 with 5:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. I think it should be 31-23. We'll have to check that. Here's Sirigliano with the jumper. No. Rebound for Vredenburg. Stolen right back, though, by Bales, who puts it up and in. Heck of a play by Michaela Bales.
Yeah, it should be 23.
So it's 33-23, we think. Ball loose on the far side. It rolls out of bounds. Coach is coming over here to say that on the board here. I think they're going to put that extra point up with 5:28 to go here in the fourth. And so Sydney's going to get it back. They do put the point up on the board. So it's 33-23. The Sydney student section has decided it's a good time to sing Christmas carols on the far side. And here's Bales. She's in the Christmas spirit. She's got 12 points with another jumper from the right elbow.
Whatever works. If that makes them score baskets, I'm all for it.
35-23. Here's Baxter with a jumper of her own. That's off the mark. Rebound underneath. And we're going to have a jump ball, and the arrow's going to give it back to Sydney. Boy, what a contribution tonight from Michaela Bales. 12 points. I think a lot of teams are coming in saying, hey, we gotta make someone else beat us besides Simmons and Sirigliano. Bales has said, okay, I'll do it. And now let's see, going to be a foul on Vredenburg and not on Sirigliano. With 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. So Sirigliano with 4 points here tonight. They've kept her in check. She's done a lot of other really good things, but... certainly, they've held her down. Simmons to the right side, trying to set the offense up here for the Warriors with 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney leading 35-23 over Delhi. Pass to the low block here for Russo. She puts up a shot. No good. Rebound for Gioffi. And Delhi's looking to push with Wagner in transition. No. Rebound. Cheshire. She's fouled as she put it up. Kylie Cheshire's going right back to the line. And so, again, big foul shots coming up here for Delhi as they try to cut this back to a 10-point game. .437 to go in the fourth. They're going to let the substitute come in. Bree Taylor checking in for Emily Russo. And Coach Pierce not afraid to go to the bench. And so here is Cheshire. At the line, her first shot in and out. The lid continues to be on the rim here tonight for the Bulldogs. And so Baxter still in the game. Sirigliano still in the game. Both with four fouls. So here is Cheshire. At the line, her second shot is good.
Look for full court pressure here from Delhi.
So Cheshire now with 12 points. Makes it 35-24. Bales beats the pressure. Tries to go far side, but it's stolen away. Good hustle back there by Baxter. Can Delhi get a little spark here? Wagner across midcourt. Chance of defense from the student section. Wagner gets tied up there with Michaela Bales. Arrow is going to keep it with Delhi, and the Bulldogs are going to take a timeout. 4:21 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney 35, Delhi 24. We'll be back on WCDO.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shindello Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shindello Federal Credit Union. Go to shindello.org or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
4:20 to go, fourth quarter, 35-24 the score. The Sydney girls on top of Delhi here on WCDO and at WCDOsports.com. Web stream tonight brought to you by SFCU. No matter how this one ends up here tonight, make sure you stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. Here is Gioppi. As Delhi goes right to left. Into the corner now for Vredenburg. They'll go back to Gioppi at the foul line. Over to Cheshire in the corner for three. No. Died on the front of the rim. Rebound, Bree Taylor.
I think Delhi got the shot they wanted there. Just didn't finish.
Srigliano back down the floor. Finds Emma Simmons. 3:55 to go here in the fourth. Emma's content to dribble out here a little bit. Take some time. Set the offense up. As the clock is in Sydney's favor. They go to Srigliano at the high post. Ava with a turnaround, had her pocket picked, and it's taken away here by Gioppi. Can Delhi turn these turnovers into points, though? Vredenburg, little shuffle, takes the shot. It's short, buckled on the side of the rim, rebounds to Srigliano. She has been a vacuum cleaner underneath here tonight. Now to Simmons at the top of the key, 3:25 left. Pass to the high post for Srigliano, and she's fouled.
I think they called a kick.
Yes, I think you're right.
I didn't see one, but that's what they called.
So the kick as that ball was entered to the high post. Baxter's probably saying, boy, I'm just glad it wasn't a foul on me. As Sydney gets the ball into the right corner for Simmons. Little throw up in the paint there, no good. Rebound for Srigliano, and she is fouled by Baxter. Baxter shrugs her shoulders. She has just not, it's not been her night tonight. Thought she played pretty good straight-up defense there.
Yeah, I thought she did too.
So Baxter, frustrated, will head to the bench, and Srigliano will go to the line.
I thought if Ava went right up when she got the rebound, she had her in a position where she would have, they would have had to call a foul, but then Ava kind of gathered, and then Baxter went straight, got under control and was straight up. But
first shot at the line for Ava is no good. So Srigliano, normally red hot on offense, a little ice cold tonight. She's found other ways to do it. Second shot here for Ava is good. So Srigliano with five. It's 36-24 with 3:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Cross midcourt here for Delhi. They need a bucket and they need it now. Vredenburg will pull it back out. Dishes one far side, Gioppi. Bounce pass, finding Vredenburg. Works her way inside and the bucket is good and Coach Bruce wants a timeout. Will that be the spark? Vredenburg with nine. Timeout taken. We'll step away. 2:57 to go in the fourth. It's a 10-point ball game. Sydney leads 36-26 on CDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
2:57 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 36-26. Sydney girls leading Delhi here at Sydney High School tonight. And now it looks like Delhi's going to come out with that full court pressure, trying desperately to cut back into this game. Srigliano with the ball, playing with four fouls. She's going to have to be careful. Here's Emma Simmons across the big Sydney S. Breaks the press, lost control of it, but somehow at the last minute, dished it over to Bree Taylor, who scores. Makes it 38-26 with 2:40 to go in the fourth. Now some full court pressure coming from Sydney. Well, maybe three-quarter court. Delhi's able to break it. They go to Cheshire. Into the paint. Tosses one up. It's too strong. And a rebound for Emma Simmons.
Very fortunate not to pick up a foul there.
Coach Bruce wanted one, and he won't get it. Here is Bales. They go to Srigliano. They throw it up high for her. Srigliano dishes one off. A great pass to Emma, and she scores. Emma with 15. Sydney leads 40-26 with 2:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Right side of the floor for Cheshire. And now a shot here is a long three for Delhi, up and good for Hannah Ransford. Makes it 40-29. Srigliano in transition gets the layup to go. And she's got seven. 42-29. So every time Delhi makes a little room, Sydney's able to answer. Cheshire to the interior, finds Ransford. Little baby hook is no good. Slightly altered there by Srigliano, who might have got a paw on it. With a minute 40 to go here. Sydney in control, 42-29 in this MAC division game. And here is Russo. Oh, boy, I think they missed one there on a little carry. Here is Srigliano. Delhi fans not happy about that. Srigliano gets tied up, and it's going to be a jump ball keeping it with the Warriors. With a minute 20 left, Coach Pierce going to the bench, and Coach Bruce is as well. Not Delhi's night here tonight on the road, despite a valiant effort here for the Bulldogs. 7 seconds left on the shot clock. We'll see how aware the Warriors are. They'll look to get it in. They threw it over the head there of Maya Paul. Sydney's got to chase it back down with Sam Constable. Into the hands of Emma Simmons, who gets into the paint. We're going to have a foul here on Delhi just as the shot clock was expiring there. And so Emma will head to the line. 15 points here tonight for Simmons. And Coach Bruce wants an explanation on that one as Simmons now will head to the line. She's got a game-high 15 points and looking to add to it here. First shot at the line is no good for Simmons. And a second one coming. Stay tuned for the post-game show with our three awards brought to you by NBT Bank, Marabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands right here in Sydney. Second shot for Simmons won't go down. Rebound Srigliano rolled off her fingertips. Out of bounds, going to stay with Sydney. Oh, boy, they're getting every roll in the book right now. With a buck 13 to go, Warriors will get it in. They go back to Maya Paul. Paul, far side here for Bella West, and a traveling violation here on West will give it to the Delhi Bulldogs. And so Sydney will walk it down the floor here with Brendan Burke. Brendan Burke, left side, will scoop it up and go to Cheshire. Now to Ransford. Into the paint. Working it around, Brendan Burke has played a good game here tonight. Tosses one up, it's short. The rebound comes down, ball out of bounds, and going to go back to Sydney with 45 seconds to go. And so Sydney will walk it down the floor here with Srigliano to the far side. They find Simmons a little up and under, was partially blocked, and now Simmons will pull it back out. Simmons just trying to kill some time here with 25 seconds left as the Sydney Warriors are going to pick up a big win here tonight on their home floor when they needed it. Srigliano with a shot here in the paint. She's got nine now as she banks it in, making it 44-29 with 15 seconds left. Vredenburg back down the floor for Cheshire. A three, yes. Kylie Cheshire with 15 of her own. And a nice roll off the bench here tonight for the Delhi Bulldogs. That'll do it. 44-32, our final. Sydney girls pull away to defeat the Delhi Bulldogs. We're going to be back with the postgame show in just a few minutes on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time to Sydney High School here tonight. Our final score, Sydney 44, Delhi 32 in MAC action here tonight. So, you know, Coach, Sydney finding a way to get wins over Walton and Delhi, going to give them a chance down the stretch when they have a rematch with Unitego.
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't think either one of these teams is out of their divisional race. But I think it is going to, I mean, Sydney held serve tonight, you could say. They won on their home court. I'd like to see this game at Delhi. I think it might be a little different contest. But both of these teams have already lost to Unitego, and both of them had Unitego at home. So each of them is going to have to go into Unitego and try to get a win on the road, which is always difficult to play there.
I think if you're Sydney, you have to look back at that Unitego game and say, we had Unitego on our home court. We had a really good quality chance to beat them, and it just didn't go their way that night. But what a game to start the season that was.
Yes.
Let's go through our scoring summary. First for Sydney here tonight, 15 points for Emma Simmons, 12 for Michaela Bales, 9 for Ava Sirigliano, 4 for Zoe Sullivan, 2 apiece for Bree Taylor and Bella West. On the other side for Delhi, a team-high 15 points for Kylie Cheshire, 9 for Natalie Vrendenberg, 4 from Eleanor Wagner, 3 from Hannah Ransford, and 1 for Alyssa Gioffi. So it's time now to get into our three awards here tonight. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Of course, NBT has been sponsoring this award for quite a long time, and they're always supporting local high school sports here on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. We'd like to go with Delhi's Kylie Cheshire tonight. She was great, hit those 4 3-pointers, and was really a spark for Delhi off the bench, and she'll get her offense award.
Yeah, she really got him going in the first half, making those 2 threes, and then she was a contributor again in the second half, you know, with the 2 3-pointers and a couple free throws there. She kind of kept him in the game, gave him a little bit of a chance to hang around. So she had a nice performance tonight.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO and wish our local teams success this season. We would like to go tonight with Michaela Bales. She had those 12 points for Sydney, but we thought she was really good on the trapping part of the defense and came up with a lot of steals tonight.
Yeah, she does a phenomenal job of reading the passing lane. I think early in the first half she might have had four or five steals, just sticking her nose in there and reading where the next pass was going to be.
Next up and lastly tonight is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course brought to you by ACCO Brands right here in Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season. Is happy to cheer on these young athletes. 15 points tonight for Emma Simmons, kind of your floor general out there. She certainly did a lot and deserves the All-Purpose Award tonight.
Yeah, she certainly was a big cog in the wheel tonight for Sydney. She kind of got off to a little bit of a slow start, but the second half kind of picked up her scoring. She was more aggressive going to the basket. And like you said, she played the role of point guard most of the night. She did a nice job. She's a good little player.
So that's going to wrap up our three awards here tonight. A big win for Sydney over visiting Delhi. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night as the BG boys will be visiting Green. That game is at 7 o'clock, and tune in a little early for our Butler Auto pregame show as we get you set for our first look at both of those teams this year. I know BG boys are playing tonight, so we'll see how they do. If you're looking for scores later tonight or updated standings, just check out natelull.com. All the scores will be there on the first page. Click on the standings tab. You can check that. We update it every night, so it'll be all right there for you anytime you want. So, Coach, great to see you again, and happy holidays to you and yours.
Yes, same to you, and good luck on the road here. I'm sure I'll see you again soon.
Yes, I wish you could be with me tomorrow, but we'll see if we can rope somebody else into joining me. There are games the rest of the week. We'll be doing some Twitter updates from various games the rest of the week on Wednesday and Thursday, and there's a couple games even on Friday. The games are... teams are trying to squeeze some games in right before the break. We'll see if the weather has anything to say about that, and we'll go from there. So, again, 44-32 is our final score here tonight. Sydney defeats the Delhi girls. A big thank you to our in-game producer, Jim Tomeo, down on Main Street in the CDO studios. We'll see you tomorrow night here on WCDO Sports.
Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.